听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. Thanks for joining us today. We have a great lesson for you. We're on day two of our lesson about allergies. In English, when we talk about sicknesses, we like to use language that brings to mind a war or a battle because, in a sense, that's what's going on inside our bodies when we suffer with allergies, right? We're fighting for our health. For example, look at our title and you'll find the word attack. And yesterday, we saw the word invader. Today's reading begins with the word severe, as in Josie was in a car accident yesterday. Thankfully, her injuries weren't severe. Okay, let's open our magazines now and turn to page 16. Please follow as we read When Allergies Attack. We're starting on line 25.
When allergies attack. People sometimes mistake allergy symptoms for a cold or sinus infection. But symptoms from a cold or infection only last a couple of weeks. Allergy symptoms can last for months. What you can do. If you have severe allergies, you may choose to see an allergy specialist. He or she can find out which allergens are causing your symptoms, so you can avoid them. The doctor can also give you medicine to relieve your symptoms. At home, machine wash and dry clothes and linens frequently. If you dry your clothes outside, avoid high pollen times, like early morning and evening.
Hello, friends. I'm Esther.
And I'm Chip. And today we're continuing our discussion of this month's health article on allergies. Now, our article is specifically talking about seasonal allergies. It's springtime, which means there's a lot of pollen from the trees and the flowers. This pollen is in the air and dust is in the air, and it's producing allergens that are coming into our bodies and they're causing allergic reactions.
Now, before we continue, let's review a few words. Let's review the word allergy and the adjective allergic and also the noun allergens. First, let's talk about this word allergy. Now, an allergy, if you have an allergy, it means that your body responds to something in a bad way. Yesterday, we talked about how your body might respond to pollen or dander, the dead skin from animals and people, or even dust in the air. Now, Chip, can you help us explain what the word allergic means and also the word allergens?
Okay, well, allergic is the adjective that's related to an allergy. So if you are allergic to something, that means that you have an allergic reaction whenever you encounter that certain something. So if you have a food allergy, that means you could say that you are allergic to a certain kind of food.
Now, I like to eat seafood, so I think if someone is allergic to shrimp, then I would feel very sad for them because they can't eat it. Now, an allergen is a noun, and the things that cause you to have allergic reactions or the things that cause you to have allergies, those things are allergens. So many people, our article says, mistake allergy symptoms for a cold or sinus infection. But maybe your allergy is not a cold. It's you're having an allergic reaction, but people think maybe you're having a cold.
Right. They are actually having allergy symptoms when they think they're having a cold or an infection. In their sinuses. Now, sinus is one of our more information words. And your sinuses are it's a part of your body it's the part of your body between your nose and your lungs. So whenever you breathe in air through your nose, it goes into your nose and through your sinuses. Now, whenever you have a sinus infection, an infection is when bacteria makes a part of your body a little sick, then your sinuses have become a little bit sick because of bacteria.
Yes, and there's a big difference between having an allergy or having a cold or sinus infection, because colds or infections usually only last a couple of weeks. However, allergy symptoms can last for months. So maybe right now, maybe you're sneezing and coughing and you've taken cold medicine and you've gone to see the doctor, but you're still not feeling better. Maybe you have an allergy. Maybe you need to take some allergy medicine.
That's right. And it might be time to go to an allergy specialist. And we'll come back to that word here in a minute. So our article says what you can do if you have severe allergies. And that word severe means allergies that are extremely uncomfortable or very, very harsh or especially strong, stronger than normal.
Very, very serious. Strong allergic reactions might be, you know, your eyes keep watering and you have a hard time studying in school because your runny eyes and runny nose and these things are affecting your health and affecting your quality of life. So earlier Chip mentioned that maybe you want to see an allergy specialist. Now Chip, you have some allergies, so have you gone to see an allergy specialist?
Well, I never have gone to see an allergy specialist or an expert on allergies. Partially because I don't want to know everything that I'm allergic to. And I don't have seasonal allergies like our article is talking about. So they are not, my allergies are to certain kinds of medicine. So I don't really have a need to go to an allergy specialist.
So allergy specialists, they can find out which allergens, which substances are causing your symptoms. They run tests and do all sorts of things. And once you know what allergens you have, then you can avoid them. Maybe you can't eat certain foods or you can't be around certain animals. You can avoid these things.
Okay, and we have some more information about this issue. Stay tuned.
A doctor once said that we don't wait until after a car accident to put on our seatbelt. We put it on before. In the same way, allergy sufferers shouldn't wait until after their allergy symptoms become unbearable before they take medication or seek treatment. They should start right before the allergy season begins. For most people, spring and autumn are the worst times for allergies.
Okay, so our article is recommending some things that you can maybe do at home to prevent these allergic reactions. You can machine wash and dry your clothes and linens on your bed. Do that frequently. And if you don't use a machine to dry your clothes and you dry them outside, you want to avoid the high pollen times, which are early morning and late evening. We're going to visit the chat room and see what's happening there and take a break, and we'll be back.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the chat room. My name is Beth.
And my name is Ken. Hi, everyone. Today, we're continuing our lesson on allergies. Our lesson says that some people have severe allergies that might last for a long time. Beth, I'm curious, is there a word to describe a medical condition or illness that lasts for a long time?
There is. We can use the word chronic. The adjective chronic describes anything that lasts for a long time. Chronic money problems, chronic dieting, chronic back pain, chronic allergies.
Okay, chronic, got it. Chronic, C-H-R-O-N-I-C, chronic, 就是慢性的，比如说 a chronic disease, 慢性病。
Another word we can use is recurring, as in a recurring illness. The verb recur means to happen repeatedly. It describes something that keeps coming back. For example, sometimes children have recurring infections, which means they get the same infection over and over again.
Oh, I've heard that word before. I've heard people say that they have recurring dreams, which means they have the same dream again and again.
That's right.
So we've learned about chronic and recurring illnesses. What about a terminal disease?
Well, terminal means final. So if someone has a terminal illness, it means that they are approaching death. For example, we could say someone has terminal cancer, or we could say that someone is a terminal patient. Using the word terminal means that there's nothing else doctors can do to save them.
火车或公车的总站、终点站叫做 terminal station。Terminal 有着末端的、终点的意思，因此呢 ，terminal 用在一个疾病是指末期的，比如说 terminal cancer 末期的癌症。另外 ，recurring 表示一再发生的、定期重复的，所以呢 ，recurring illness 就是复发性的疾病。
It's time to take a break, but stay with us. Studio Classroom will be right back.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back from the break. You're watching Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. If you've been feeling sick and you just can't seem to get better, perhaps you're suffering from an allergy. Allergies have many of the same symptoms as a cold or flu, but they're caused by allergens, not viruses. Our final three keywords for this lesson are filter,as in you should clean the filter in the dryer after each use, the word congested, as in let's go out to eat after rush hour because the roads are too congested now, and thirdly, the handy noun scooter. In this crowded city, parking a scooter is more convenient than parking a car. Now let's learn a few more tips that might help us in our battleAgainst allergies. We're on page 17 and line 8. Please follow along as we read.
When allergies attack, make sure everything is dry before putting it away. If it's not, mold may grow, making allergies worse.Change the filter on your air conditioner every 90 days to reduce the spread of allergens around your house. Out and about. Do your best to drive when traffic is less congested. Keep windows closed at all times. If you ride a scooter, wear a mask. Also, avoid being outside in the morning. While your allergies may never completely go away,You can be more comfortable with a few lifestyle changes.
So one thing you want to do if you wash your clothes at home and you don't use the dryer is to make sure that everything is dry before you put your clothes away. Because what happens that...If your clothes are not dried, then mold may grow, and this makes your allergies worse. Now, mold is a substance that's green or white, and it's a kind of bacteria that's caused when there is water or when there is some dust.
That's right, and mold is that blue stuff that grows on my cheese and my bread whenever I don't put it in the refrigerator. And another thing that you can do is you can change the filter on your air conditioner. Now, filter is a very good word for you to know. Your filter on your air conditioner is the thing that cleans the air as it goes through your air conditioner. And there are many things with filters, actually. A filter is any piece of material that cleans either the air or a liquid before or as it passes through that material.
Right. So the bad things can get through a filter. For example, in your home, maybe you have a water filter. Before drinking the drinking water, you'll pour water in a special container which has a filter. And then when you drink the water will be cleaner because some of those bad substances have been filtered out.
So our article recommends to change your air conditioner filter every 90 days to reduce the spread of these allergens around your house. After 90 days, that filter has gathered a lot of dust and maybe a lot of pollen and a lot of these allergens. So you want to keep that filter clean every 90 days.
Right. And another tip I might add is you should try to vacuum your house often and try to keep your house clean and keep the dirt away from your home because these things collect and these things are the things that cause allergens. Now let's talk about what you can do when you are out and about or when you are outside and going to different places.
Okay, our article says to do your best, that means try very hard with a lot of effort, do your best to drive when traffic is less congested. Now, we can almost guess what that word congested means. It's one of our more information words. What is it?
Well, if traffic is congested, it means there are many, many vehicles, maybe cars and motorcycles and buses on the streets that makes it very hard for you to move. You feel like you're all just sort of there and you feel like you're a turtle and you can't move because there's so much traffic.
Okay, it's very slow moving through when the traffic is congested. And actually, this is a very good word for an article on allergies because you can also refer to yourself as being congested. If you say that you feel a little congested, that means that your head is full of stuff or your nose is full of the stuff that makes it difficult to breathe.
Right. You might say, I have a congested nose. It means you have a very stuffy nose. Maybe there's lots of things, liquids and different things in your nose, and you can't get it out. Well, traffic may be very congested, so try not to drive when there is a lot of traffic because traffic causes pollution, and this will be bad for your allergies. Now, we have another tip for you, which is to keep your window closed at all times. You might think keeping your window open in the springtime is good, but if you have allergies, you should try to keep your windows closed so the pollen doesn't get in.
That's right. Pollen and dust and animal dander, as we learned about yesterday, all of these allergens, you want to keep those outside your house if possible. And if you ride a scooter, you want to wear a mask to cover your nose and your mouth. Now, a scooter, this is another very important word for us to know. It's a little bit different from a motorcycle, isn't it?
Yes, a motorcycle, you're sort of leaning over. But a scooter, it's more like you're sitting up and the part that comes in the front goes down like that. And usually it's not as powerful as a motorcycle. Mm. It's like a small motorcycle. So many people ride scooters, but you have to be very careful when you're riding a scooter. Be sure to wear a face mask.
That's right. And if you're going to wear a mask, you also, if you're riding anything like a scooter or a motorcycle, I think you want to be wearing a helmet too. That's probably the most important thing. And you want to avoid being outside in the morning. In the morning, there's a lot more allergens in the air. So you want to avoid those times.
So while your allergies may never completely go away, you can do some things and you can be more comfortable if you make a few changes in your lifestyle. We've given you many tips and we hope you will be able to make these lifestyle changes if you have allergies. Well, now let's watch a skit.
Hey, you! Maybe it's not an allergy. Maybe this is just a cold or a sinus infection.
No. Your symptoms have lasted too long for a cold.
So I do have allergies.
Yes, probably severe ones.
Well, I'll go to an allergy specialist. Yeah, and I'll get medicine and I'll avoid you.
And how will you do that?
Well, I'll wash and dry my laundry more frequently. Yeah, I'll prevent mold from growing.
No. Mold is my friend.
And I'll change the filter on my air conditioner to reduce the spread of you and your friends.
Change filters? That's not fair.
And I'll drive when traffic is less congested. And I'll keep the windows closed to keep you out.
Go ahead. Change your lifestyle. But I'll never completely go away.
Maybe not. But the less I see of you, the more comfortable I'll be.
Oh, yeah?
And now, leave me alone while I put on my mask.
Not the mask.
Yes. There. I'm so much better now. Achoo! Achoo!
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。首先我们看 severe 这个形容词。Severe 是指很严重的。例如 ,a severe blood infection almost killed her. 严重的血液感染几乎要了他的命。或者是 ,he suffered from severe head injuries and was in a coma. 他之前有多重的脑部的重伤还曾经昏迷过。Severe 也指险峻的或艰难的。例如 ,the severe weather conditions forced the tourists to stay in the hotel. 天气太糟逼得这些旅客只好留在旅馆里面。接下来我们看的是 filter 这个名词。filter 是指过滤用的滤网或过滤器。例如 ,the dust filter of this vacuum is replaceable. 这台吸尘器的灰尘滤网是可以替换的。或者是 ,the fish tank's water filter makes a lot of noise. 这个鱼缸的滤水器发出很大的噪音。filter 也可以当动词意思就是指过滤。例如 ,the lenses can filter out ultraviolet rays. 这个镜片可以滤出紫外线。最后我们看的是 congest, 这个动词。congest 是指齿充满或阻塞。它的过去分词 congested,在这里是当形容词，意思是指阻塞的。例如 ,the freeways of Los Angeles are often congested during the rush hour. 洛杉矶的高速公路在尖峰时刻常常都是阻塞的。congested 也指充血的。例如 ,the x-ray showed that his lungs were congested. X 光片显示出来他的肺部是充血的。And I guess that's all the time we have for today. Take care and bye-bye.
When allergies attack, people sometimes mistake allergy symptoms for a cold or sinus infection. But symptoms from a cold or infection only last a couple of weeks. Allergy symptoms can last for months. What you can do. If you have severe allergies,You may choose to see an allergy specialist. He or she can find out which allergens are causing your symptoms so you can avoid them. The doctor can also give you medicine to relieve your symptoms. At home, machine wash and dry clothes and linens frequently. If you dry your clothes outside, avoid high pollen times like early morning and evening. Make sure everything is dry before putting it away. If it's not, mold may grow, making allergies worse. Change the filter on your air conditioner every 90 days to reduce the spread of allergens around your house. Out and about. Do your best to drive when traffic is less congested. Keep windows closed at all times. If you ride a scooter, wear a mask. Also, avoid being outside in the morning. While your allergies may never completely go away, you can be more comfortable with a few lifestyle changes.
Friends, please take advantage of the Talk About It questions there at the bottom of page 16. Why not challenge yourself and speak English with someone for a few minutes? It's a good habit to get into. On Monday, we'll have a new lesson. It's a history feature about the daring adventurer Robert Perry. Don't miss it. Until then, friends, we hope you have a great weekend. Bye-bye.